Good day. Welcome back. Visit Julian Podcast. We have another first, and we are talking to someone who actually owns a vacation rental here in Julian. It is called the Crooked Pine Farmhouse. Even though I know it, I still want to make sure I get it absolutely right. And we're talking to Jim, and you and your wife own it, right?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So Jim is here from the Crooked Pine Farmhouse. We're going to talk about all the great things that it offers and Jim's excitement about having a house in the Julian area. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you. So the Crooked Pine, I've seen a lot of photos. I know I didn't get a chance to get up there and I regret that. But the views, let's talk about the views first and then we'll move in. How about that?
Right.
Okay.
They're spectacular.
Yeah.
On a clear day, we have ocean views. You can actually see San Clemente Island from up there. It's 111 miles away. on the east side, we have views of the desert. We have Granite Mountain out there. So it's really pretty at sunrise. It's beautiful at sunset. Golden hour with the sun shining on Granite Mountain is spectacular. And we have a back porch. Well, we call it our front porch, even though it's kind of the backyard. It's a little weird. But we sit back there and have coffee or a cocktail and watch the sunset. And it's pretty special.
Yeah, that's, I think, something that people... I know for myself, I live in the desert section near Granite Mountain, actually. And sometimes I look out my window and I'm mad at myself. Like, oh, why don't I remember this amazing place we live in?
Thanks.
Where you get to see all that great stuff. So we want to make sure we invite people to come up and enjoy that sort of thing up here in Julian. The night skies, for example, for which we're famous.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some friends up here. We let some friends use our house every once in a while, and they came up. And one of our friends is a amateur photographer. And she took some spectacular nighttime starry pictures. And they're just really nice. When you walk in the house, you kind of have to turn around back. We have three pictures from top to bottom. And the first two are when we were building the house. I think Mary and I were standing on the bulldozer with all this red clay down there. And the very last one is Rachel's photo of the house with the Milky Way galaxy above it. So it was really, really pretty.
Yeah.
It's something you don't really see as much with the naked eye, but those photographs, man, they're beautiful.
You know, and it's funny you say that about the naked eye, because I've had the great experience of seeing the Milky Way. I've talked about this in the Dark Sky podcast, but during the summer, many times, my husband and I will just sleep out on our deck. And yeah, why not? I mean, we live in the desert, so it's 1,000 degrees, and the night sky appears stunning. But so that's one of the things people can enjoy from your place. I note that you have a full acre up there, right?
Well, let me get back to what you just said. You're talking about sleeping on your deck. We have a front porch that has a roof to it, but we have hammocks that you can hang. I can't tell you how many times I've slept on the hammock out there. My wife has slept on the hammock. Our buddy Dale slept on the hammock. It's so beautiful, especially once the moon goes down, to look up and see the stars at night. So even if it gets down well into the 40s, if not high 30s, I mean, I got really nice sleeping bags and an underquilt and all sorts of stuff to keep us warm. So it's really fun. We enjoy sleeping out there.
Yeah, it's something I don't think many city folks would, think about, sleeping out like on their apartment porch or what have you. But when you live out here, it's really an option. Or you visit here, it's an option.
I never thought about it, but we could add even more guests. Just having hammocks.
So there you go. You can put a little
not thing there. Not that we want too many people there.
Sure, right. But it's just not to forget the tremendous night sky views we have. So I think it was good that we talked about it. So then about the space outdoors on the property.
Oh, yeah. So it's a full acre, but it's not much of it is usable because it's up on this super steep hill. You got this driveway. We actually had to, according to code, we had to build a concrete driveway because asphalt, like if it's over 20 degree slope, you have to have concrete. So it's very steep on the way up and it's very steep on the way down, which is great because it provides the views.
Right. And the privacy.
And privacy.
So like even if, because people think about if they're going to get away and come up to the mountains and what have you, they don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of people. So even if some of the property isn't usable, it still provides you with that extra privacy, seclusion, that whole dreamy thing about getting away from getting away from it all, right?
We're three blocks from Main Street, but you feel like you're a world away.
Yeah.
Because you're up so high and you don't really see the neighbors, especially from the front and back. Uh-huh. We have a couple side neighbors that we don't see very often, mm-hmm. But are super nice. It's I'm just trying to think of all everything associated with all this land and the weeding. I think I might be a little bit late this morning. I was weeding. Time kind of caught up with me, and my back kind of hurts because I've been weeding this morning.
Sure.
I haven't pulled out the trimmer yet, but that's going to be soon.
So, that goes to show that you work constantly to keep the place looking beautiful.
There's always something to do.
Sure,
I have projects galore around here, and whether it's maintenance, like weeding, mm-hmm. or I have a kind of a mini wood shop in my garage. Mm-hmm. I enjoy building things. We built a bunch of things for the house, mm-hmm. and not really furniture. Well, a couple of furniture items, but we built some some frames for paintings. Just all sorts of little
knickknacks or little enhancements, things that bring up the authenticity of a farmhouse and that kind of thing.
Actually, so we have these beautiful reclaimed hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. I think they're from Pennsylvania or something like
that. That's what it says on your website, Pennsylvania. Yeah. So let's stick with that story.
Let's do it. So we have a bunch extra. Mm-hmm. And so I've used that to make a frame. We in the master bedroom, we locked off our closet just mm-hmm. so we can keep things there.
Sure, sure.
But we have plenty of storage, dressers and things like that. But we didn't have anything for hanging clothes. Mm-hmm. So I built this little rack. It's like a shoe rack on the bottom and then a hanging rack above it out of the hardwood floors.
Oh, great.
So it's really cool to kind of look around and be like, oh, yeah, I made that. Mm-hmm. And it's out of the same stuff that the floors are made of.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I enjoy stuff like that. I enjoy seeing a finished product, mm-hmm. whether it's a clean yard with no weeds, which I don't really enjoy doing. I do like seeing
the result. Sure.
We both enjoy stuff like that.
So for those listening, and also as a reminder to you, we have a ton of photos of your place. So we'll put that on the slideshow. And I do know that a lot of you are listening in your car. So we do have it on the podcast platform, but it's also on a blog post on the visitjulian.com website. So people could come back and just visit our website, go to the podcast is advertised throughout the site. And so people can come in and look at the photos of the great stuff that we're talking about. I know the primary photo is that beautiful sunset photo, the orange and the yellow.
That was sunrise, actually.
Oh, was it sunrise?
Sunrise over the desert. Yeah.
I'm asleep.
There's some beautiful sunset, sunrises and sunsets.
Sure, yeah.
We're lucky to have those.
Yeah, and you're right about the sunrises because sometimes I just happen to wake up and we have a huge window and I can see it and it's spectacular for sure.
Right.
So let's talk about the capacity of the rental.
Right.
How many people, how many rooms, what do they look like? Like, let's get people excited about the space.
It's a three bedroom, two bath, about mm-hmm. 2,000 square feet. Very, very open concept. Vaulted ceilings down below. So we have one big great room, really, with the kitchen, dining room, mm-hmm. living room. We have a wood-burning stove in the corner, which we were just talking about it before the interview. We get to the house, sometimes it'll be 55 degrees in the house, mm-hmm. and I won't let my wife turn the heat on because I want to heat up the house with the wood stove, with the wood that I chopped.
Mm-hmm.
We unfortunately had to cut down this big black oak a few years ago, and I've been cutting that wood for 3 years.
Oh, wow. And so you got a supply.
So we have a supply.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to your point, I just tend to ramble.
That's all right. I'm a rambler myself. I appreciate it.
So we have a beautiful mat. Upstairs is only the master. It's this massive vaulted ceiling, great room with a big bathroom, two sinks, clawfoot tub, shower. Mm-hmm. If you go through the shower, through the bathroom, there's an outdoor deck, and that's where we have the ocean views. And there's a hidden little room that not many people, I think, find.
Uh-huh.
It was built as a storage unit or storage room. But my wife, Mary, has used it as her art studio.
Oh, so it's pretty big. Yeah.
So it's probably 8 by 10. Mm-hmm. It's decent size. Uh-huh. But she has chalk paint, and she painted this little rectangular thing on the wall. Uh-huh. And then you can draw or write stuff in chalk on it. Well, some of our guests have found that room. Uh-huh. And didn't realize that it was only the gray part that you were supposed to chalk on. So they started writing all over the walls.
Oh, no.
No, it's actually pretty cool.
I bet.
Because, you know, there's one that says, she said yes. So somebody got engaged
at the house. Got engaged at the house, yeah.
Somebody who's a very talented artist on the wall. It was probably a little bigger than I would have liked, but it was like the Grinch.
Oh.
And it said 2021 stink, stank, stunk. So it's a cool little room.
Sure.
And Mary goes in there and does her art, and she's really good. Her mom painted most of the paintings in the house.
Oh, wow. So it's a real personal place.
Oh,
when you're there, you feel, I imagine, that people really took time and care to create an atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
And everything is personal.
We designed every inch of it. Yeah. We spent probably 6 or 8 months, I say we, mainly Mary, mm-hmm. going to antique stores and just picking out
stuff.
Furniture and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
And we finally got it to where we just, I don't know if I'd really change anything.
That's so great. Yeah, the pictures are beautiful for sure.
And sorry, like I said, I sometimes ramble a little bit. So that's the master.
Right.
It's a huge master. There's a very big bedroom downstairs with a queen bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a very small bedroom with a queen bed. We do say 8 people. It fits 6 much better than mm-hmm. 8. We have a queen arrow bed that you can either put up in the master or put up in the down in the big spare bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Great.
But it's perfect for 6. We had some friends up a couple weeks ago, and I think we had 7. And yeah, that's about max that mm-hmm. you want, but...
Yeah.
It'll easily fit 6 to 8.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've got, you know, somebody who really wants to stay there and they've got 8, they can, and they're, you know, flexible, they can make it work, you mm-hmm. know? So, what about kids? Is it kid-friendly place? Or
that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. We like to allow everybody
sure.
to enjoy our house. We have it on Airbnb, and Airbnb is very strange. It says infants 0 to 2, children 2 to 12, mm-hmm. and then like 12 and over. So
2 to 12, that
is
such a huge. My granddaughter
is
almost 2, and she's nothing like an 8-year-old.
Right.
I mean, please.
So the biggest problems that we've had are children that are on the younger side,
mm-hmm.
3, 4, that always have to have their hands
mm-hmm.
on everything.
Yep.
I don't know this personally because I'm a parent. I've seen friends and like my niece, you know, they have to have their hands on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of things have been broken. We have a hand shuffleboard table in the house,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it's probably the younger kids who will take the pucks
mm-hmm.
and bang them on the table.
Sure.
So there's dents in the table. That being said, so we say no kids 2 to 12
mm-hmm.
because that's just the range that's provided. But people often will
call you and tell you how amazing their 4-year-old is.
You know what? It's the people that ask
yeah.
that are amazing for
yeah.
the most part. We've had one real negative experience, and it was two couples who brought, without asking, 4 young kids and 4 dogs.
No way.
4 dogs, and the dogs peed in the house. They mm. just left the place a complete wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of thing that you're like, why are we doing this? But then you get the most amazing people afterwards,
mm-hmm.
and they're so appreciative. And we have this little log book where people can write comments
uh-huh.
about
their stay. Uh-huh.
It's just, it's really, that's what makes it rewarding. Obviously, financially, it helps pay
sure.
the bills
sure.
to do that. But it's really nice to hear how people have enjoyed your house.
Mm-hmm. She said yes, and the holiday visitors,
that,
and
yeah.
and the as much as I am not a fan, the snow, those who might make their way up here for the snow. Yeah, not, Robin is not a fan of the snow.
Yeah, it's only snowed really once this year. I think we got probably, 4, mm-hmm. maybe 5 inches.
But it stayed cold, so the snow stayed.
Right.
Right.
Well, my wife had a bit of an accident. So we had this blow-up I don't even know what it was. We used it as a sled. Uh-huh. So, like I said earlier, our driveway's super steep. And so I took this thing. I've sled down the driveway previously, mm-hmm. and it depends on the type of snow. Sometimes you kind of get stuck, and not stuck. You can always go down, but sometimes you go faster.
Yeah,
than
that. Yeah.
So the snow we had this last time, it provided for some very fast sledding. Mm-hmm. So I was down here with my buddy, and I was like, I went to Jack's. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, look at that sled. It's a sled that's probably 4 feet tall and like a foot and a half, 2 feet wide. Mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta buy it. So I took it up there. And I went down the driveway on it, and I was going so fast, I almost fell off the edge, which is a steep drop on the other side. And then I had to put my brakes on with my hands and my feet to avoid hitting my wife's car that was parked at the very bottom of the driveway, because her car couldn't get up.
Sure.
So I told her, I was like, take this blow-up thing. It's slower than the sled.
Slick thing, yeah.
Well, she took it down there, and I think it might have been her second run. I don't know exactly what happened. I have a video of it, and it's pretty funny. The dogs are running behind her, and she, I don't know, she hit the little retaining wall somehow, and she thought she broke her thumb. 3 weeks later, it still hurts. I think she must have, like, stretched the ligaments. Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, that's a whole other show. You want to take care of that.
It's pretty fun going down the driveway, though.
Talking about the driveway, I know that we talked about the seclusion, yada, yada, but then again, only being 3 blocks from town. But you've mentioned the driveway several times, so I know people might be curious because of parking in town, right. Yada, yada. Apparently, I'm in Seinfeld today. I'm going to say yada, yada 12 times. Can they walk to town from your location?
Oh,
okay, so tell a little bit how that works with the steep driveway you've been mentioning.
You know, people get winded uh-huh. walking up the driveway. Uh-huh. We've had a few guests that drive into town just because it. You know, we're up. And it's not only the driveway; it's like C Street from uh-huh. Main Street. Super
yes,
steep.
Yes. I always tell people when they're going to go to the gold mine, it's not far, but it's steep.
Or you should take B Street and then turn right mm-hmm. and then turn left mm-hmm. again, which is a little less steep. It's not an issue. I actually drove into town today because I looked at my clock or my phone and I was like, oh my God, I'm late because I was outside
weeding.
Mm-hmm. but it's super easy. Yeah. We walk down here. We can walk to all the way from JBC. We can walk to Nickel. You know, it's pretty easy to walk around here.
Yeah, it is. So if you're a walker, that's definitely for you. For those who might get a little winded, just pay attention.
We've had guests with some elderly parents.
Right.
And they stay in the bottom bedrooms and they drive.
Yeah, sure.
But it's easy.
Yeah, and it's nice to be so close to town that
so
you
nice.
Can do anything you want. We do joke, my husband and I, we've been here 18 years, and we joke about how the sidewalks roll up at 5 o'clock. And JBC is still open. Mm-hmm. Nickel does have some hours.
Right.
There's a few restaurants in town that are open later, but as far as shopping. But it is quiet. That leads me to the next thing I saw about your place is that you have a lot of games. And you have 100 books or so that people can borrow to read. And so let's talk about some of those activities that people can do while staying at the place.
So we have a local... when we built the place... So it was an empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually... This is a pretty funny story.
Okay, tell it.
My wife and I were talking about, should we maybe look at getting a little second home, a little vacation home? Mm-hmm. And we had talked about a few different places like Arrowhead and Big Bear. And you know, those are so, from San Diego, which is where we live, it's mm-hmm. you know, three and a half hour drive.
Right, you're not always in the mood for that.
So,
yeah.
So we decided to come up here and check it out. There's a house for sale on Main Street across from the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a bid in it. We put a bid in on it. And they verbally accepted and then like the next day said, come back with your best and final offer because someone else came in with a bid.
Oh.
Well, we got outbid and it was mm-hmm. the best thing that could happen because, I don't know, a few weeks later, an empty lot came for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not many empty lots in town.
Right.
And so we found this place, and we found all the local people. Jake DeWitt was the builder. We had our architect.
Mm-hmm.
This is what made me think about it. He had a ton of books.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I don't have anything to do with this, and you got built-in bookshelves that were built making for you. So mm-hmm. So we got all the books from him. And the engineer is across the street.
Right. Pat Brown. Uh-huh.
So those are the three local people that really did all the work on our house. But yeah, there's books, all sorts of books. There's hand shuffleboard table inside. There's all sorts of card games. Mm-hmm. And we have poker. We have that little ring toss game. You know what I'm talking about? So we have a ring that, uh-huh. that has a string hooked up to it, going up to the, this is outside, up uh-huh. to the ceiling.
Okay.
And you kind of toss it, and you try to, it's kind of hard to describe without seeing my hand motions, but you try to toss it out to the side and try to have it land in this hook.
Uh-huh.
So there's this hook that's attached to one of the beams on the porch.
Huh.
And that's kind of fun. And we have cornhole game, and it's just there's
stuff to do, ways to entertain, and then if you don't feel like doing any of that, then you relax and
have some coffee, or a beer.
So I know, right? And the cool thing about a lot of places up here in Julian are growlers. So if you want to enjoy local craft beer, or as we talked to Mark, who's a friend of yours, they got the idea of growlering. Let's call that a word today. There's their famous sangria, and then there's nickel beer. So you can get all the flavors of Julian and then enjoy them up at your place. So.
And we actually have growlers. Just if people look through the cabinets, they're out there. So they can take them over to Nickel or to JBC. And I'm glad you mentioned it. Blue Door has, God, their sangria is so good.
Yeah, they're like famous for their sangria. So good. Yeah, and Mark was talking about in that podcast about discovering the growler idea. And
genius.
Yeah, because you don't bottle sangria. Right. You make it fresh. And so there's just so many things that people can incorporate the whole experience of Julian up at the Crooked Pine Farmhouse. That's so, right. Yeah.
You want to hear the reasoning behind the name?
Oh yeah,
do you
please.
Even know that?
No, I guess I don't.
So there's this one pine tree that when you're on our lot, it's crooked. It's leaning at it. It's massive pine tree. It's the biggest pine tree I've seen around here. And so we started trying to think of a name, and the pine tree kept coming into effect. It's funny because when you're on our property, you can't really tell how crooked it is. But if you go just past Nickel Beer Company, you can see, and that's 3/4 mile away, or maybe 6/10 mile away. If you look back up the hill, you can see the tree, and it's lean. It looks like it's almost at 45-degree angle.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we got the Crooked Pine Farmhouse. And it's built in a farmhouse style. Mm-hmm. My wife, Mary, is just such an amazing decorator that you walk in, you're like, okay, yeah, makes sense.
Now I get it.
Farmhouse
style. Yeah. Awesome. So one giant primary bedroom, one large bedroom, and then one smaller bedroom. So 6 people comfortably, right close to town, come for the snow. How much advance notice is necessary to book? Like, are people... I didn't ask that question well, but like how far in advance should I book a stay? Like, and I guess that just depends on the season. Like, what's your busiest season? When are you absolutely always booked? And
the last, we love coming up here
and
we just haven't been up here that much over the last year because it's just been
booked.
It's kind of hard to pass up, bookings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But it's, ever since everything opened up again after COVID, people have wanted to get out. They don't necessarily want to fly. So we've had a ton of people from San Diego, Orange County, even LA, come up here.
That's right in line with what we see here at the visitor center that many of our folks are. Orange County loves Julian, and we love Orange County. Yeah.
My wife and I were up in Orange County last weekend, 2 weekends ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's typically fall is the busiest time. Even summer, which is not typically busy around here, was fairly busy. It's dry, but it's hot. But dry heat.
So it's dry heat.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
I love winter because I love building fires.
Sure.
But I think it's just starting to slow down a little bit. I think later on the spring might pick up a little bit more.
Sure.
It really just depends.
Yeah, so I guess what I would say as a person who works at the visitor center and gets inquiries and stuff, I know that there's those last minute things. I used to, when the kids first moved out, I would call my husband literally on a Friday at work and say, do you want to go to Vegas tonight? And he would go, hell yes. And I'd pack our clothes and we'd take off to Vegas. So I get those last minute trips. But it's also important to, you know, when you're looking towards the future, you know, book as far out as you can, because you want to get the place you want to get. Not that there aren't a million places out here, but we're talking about your place right now. Right. So, you know, if people are interested, look at those pictures and sit down with your loved one and maybe some friends and say, let's pick a weekend and get up and book for the future.
A lot of people get married, as you know, here in Julian.
Right.
And we have a lot of wedding parties.
Wedding parties.
And it's funny, a lot of times the bride and her bridesmaids will stay there Friday night, and then the couple will stay there Saturday night. After they've been married.
Sure.
But there's, and sometimes it's the wedding party's family that'll stay there. People tend to splurge a little bit more and enjoy a nice place with, you know, when you got something special like that going on.
Right, but, absolutely.
We have weddings booked, you know, almost a year in advance sometimes.
Yeah, well, because people plan weddings that far in advance, for sure. One of the things that you talked about with the getting a little slower in summer, I think putting a positive spin on the world the last couple of years, people have really come to realize that Julian isn't just apple pies.
Right.
Though our pies are fantastic. I'm a strawberry rhubarb fan, so those are available as well.
I'm an apple pumpkin guy.
My daughter is too. And so when she told me about it, I was no. Oh. And then I ate it, and and that's only available in the fall, right? The apple pumpkin, and isn't it? I think it is. I'm pretty sure it's a fall thing. But yeah, apple pumpkin. It's surprising. If it sounds terrible to you, try it because I thought so too. But if they're okay, so this house is amazing and we want to come stay in it, but you know, what are we going to do when we're there? Well, that's exactly what people are discovering. We have more places that offer activities now. There's that, not that Julian Farm and Orchard before wasn't fantastic, but now there's some different things there. I mean, right now, as we speak, is they've got tens of thousands of daffodils for people to come and you pick. So that's amazing. Fort Cross has great adventures, farm life type things. And, you know, go throw some tomahawks and get dirty.
Right.
You know, and the craft beer, the craft wine.
The mine tour. Couple blocks from our house.
Right, a stone's throw from your place, I imagine. So there are just, come discover Julian and stay at the Crooked Pine Farmhouse while you're here and learn more about what we have to offer in this town.
Right, it's a great place. Yeah. I love this town so much, and I love it so much more now that we have a place here. You know, when you're coming up for the day, a lot of times you walk around and you do your thing, and after a couple hours, you're like, okay, what do we do? Let's go home.
Right.
Well, we come down for an hour, or we come down for a walk, or we come down for lunch or dinner and walk back up and come back. It's just so easy, and it provides the relaxation time to just go back up the hill and enjoy.
Sure, yeah.
I'd never thought I would love it so much here.
Yeah, I love it too. We raise kids here. It's just, it's a great place. All right. Well, I feel like we've really talked about the place. We've talked about things to do here. I always like to wind up with, you know, is there some pressing thing I didn't ask you about, or some, you have this sparkle in your eye about the whole thing, like that you want to make sure that we let people know that last little word.
Not necessarily, but you know, it's maybe not something everybody would see, but we love the animals up here. We have, wild turkeys. I remember one time we had probably 10 or 11 wild turkeys in the backyard, and it's a fenced in little yard. And our dog Lucy, who's the crazy one, we open the door and we're like, oh no,
she
goes after all the turkeys. And who knew turkeys could fly so well?
Oh, right.
So they flew up into the Crooked Pine. They flew over the fence.
Yeah.
So, you know, we see turkeys.
Come see a turkey fly. It's not something that I've seen it, you know, because I've had that, you know, unfortunate run-in. I've never hit a turkey, but that's when I learned they could fly. Yeah.
And there's deer. I've seen deer jumping over the fence. Actually, I was weeding with a trimmer a couple years ago, and I'm like, what is this? And I start digging a little bit, and it's a coyote skull.
Oh, wow.
So there is a coyote skull. I mean, so there, I mean, there's obviously those animals everywhere around here. Yeah. So just the wildlife is really cool. The birds, the owls, the hawks that sit in the dead tree.
Right.
You know, right behind our house.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the one thing we didn't talk about. That's why I always ask at the end, what didn't we talk about? And the wildlife and Julian, and with a property your size, there's really opportunity for wildlife. And we want to put out there, please respect the wildlife. You know, enjoy them from afar.
Right.
Don't approach.
Yeah,
don't,
I said, you don't see them that often, but it's pretty cool when you do.
Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah, I am just trying to think if there's any other animals that we really see that often.
Do you get rabbits? Because we have rabbits all over our property.
I don't think I've ever seen a rabbit. Mm. But there's little ground squirrels everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm talking about the yard, ground squirrels. Like, oh, there's another hole. There's a hole.
Yeah, yeah. Our property is overtaken by squirrels, and we have a long-standing rule in our family that we don't kill anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So, no traps. We have live traps for the field mice that love to come in our kitchen. So, I mean, it's just country living. And I think, and I don't know if this is the case with your place, but I do think it's important to say, there's another rental who literally has on her description, look, if you get creeped out by spiders and you're going to complain and want your money back because of a spider, this is not the place for you. And I think that's probably true throughout all of the rentals, you know?
I mean, sometimes you need to be careful where you put your hand, not necessarily inside.
Right.
But, you know, outside, if you're picking up a chair to move it over here, like, you know, sometimes spiders
are hanging from the chair. Yeah. So just be aware of that's part of the charm.
Living.
That's it. Country
it
living. I texted my husband yesterday when I was driving up Banner Grade. I said, okay, well, here's a new one. There was a ginormous goose walking up Banner Grade, a Canadian goose in the middle of the road. Like, it wasn't getting out of the way. I was like, look, people, this is my passage. You have to go around me. And cars were just driving around the goose on Banner Grade. This is yesterday.
That reminded me, I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier. Mark and Cam were over at our house, and we were walking in, and so the door's right here, the doorbell's right there. Mm-hmm. Just above the doorbell was a spider. Mm-hmm. It was a tarantula.
Oh, I love tarantula.
Mark thought I was messing with him, thought it was
fake.
And I was like, that is not a fake tarantula. And I ended up getting him down. I had a little box. I mean, I'm not one. I know I've seen people, you know, have...
Oh, yeah.
Them on their hands.
My son is very much. He lets him crawl over his arm.
I put a little piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
You know, got him on that and then, like, threw him out in the yard. Not threw him, but just kind of placed him out in the yard. So it's the only one I've seen around here,
though. Oh, I love tarantulas. We live in the desert section, kind of by Granite Mountain, and we've had tarantulas in our living room. You're just sitting there. I remember once my daughter yelled from her room, Dad, could you come get the tarantula out of my bedroom? The country living. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah,
thanks for stopping, Robin. Your weeding and coming in.
Well, I'm going to go back and do some more.
And just for everyone who's listening, the show notes will have links to, you guys do have a Facebook page, I believe. Do you have Instagram?
No.
No, okay. So we'll link to your Airbnb, any link that I can come up with, your profile and stuff, we'll link so that people can learn more about you and see.
Read the reviews. I love reading the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I can, I'm like, I want to hear what they had to say.
Right,
and it's just because it's really nice. Most of them are really, really great, and people are appreciative that we share our house. Mm-hmm. And,
So we'll link to all of that. All right, great. Thanks so much. Go back to weed whacking.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.